Of all the animals that live on our planet, one extraordinary group dominates. The largest, the fastest, and the most intelligent creatures that have ever lived. They're known as
Braden and Harry.
We're online. 3, 2, 1.
And that's right, it's Braden and Harry kicking off your weekend.
It is, mates. And here, we did it again, mate, last week. So what we did, we just played a show that we played 2 weeks ago's show last week and just pretended no one would notice. People didn't notice.
I don't think people noticed. We got away with it. I think people didn't notice. I think people haven't noticed our bad habits and having a constant break every now and again. We've gone for the 4 month break. Now we go on for the 2 week break. Are we actually going to go on radio? Like, we call ourselves radio presenters.
And they just, we just pretend we're live.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you live this week? Yep, have a listen.
Yeah, sure.
Seems awfully similar to the week before. Nah.
Yeah, my mate's like, oh, you're going to be on this? Oh, yep. Listen in. Oh, so it's going to be you guys. Yeah, it's definitely not pre-recording.
I just stay in my house and make sure no one can see me at the same time.
Don't want to get caught outside, just in case.
By my roommate, especially.
By the paparazzi.
This week, the return of the segment that we tried, the old, can we find a better version or a working version of ourselves? We'll try it again.
Where
we call up a...
will we succeed? Will we not?
A random workplace and see, do they have a Braden or Harry working on them? And if they do, we win. But also, first coming up, the first thing, I just want to kick off the show, if I may.
Oh, you will.
Could we please kick off the show? Had parentage interviews.
No, when you say you had parentage interviews, you mean...
Yeah.
You were the teacher in this situation.
I was the teacher in this situation. But yeah. I won't reveal too much.
So this would have been an enlightening experience for you, being on the opposite side of the desk, so to say.
Yeah, it was. And it was much harder than I thought. So I want to try it out again on this show.
Oh, good.
Different turn. We'll try it next. Try it next.
Oh, I can't wait for it. This is Braden and Harry. And this is Braden and Harry kicking off your weekend.
It is, mate. And, I'll tell you what, this week, interesting week for me, very nervous I was yesterday. That's because I'm a learn to swim teacher. For people that don't know, that is a job that involves...
working with little kids.
No, we're just teaching people
and
how to swim.
And calling you Staffy. But you removed that title, luckily, so no longer Stashy. What are you, the Bearless Stashy to them now?
Yes, okay.
Yep. The try-hard or...?
No, Bearless Stashy, okay?
Okay, good.
Anyway, so we had parent-teacher interviews this week. So they've sat us down about 2 weeks ago and they're like, all right, we're starting parent-teacher interviews, so you guys have to talk to the parents of the kids that you're teaching how to swim.
Have you actually ever talked to any of the parents prior to this parent-teacher?
No, I haven't.
So you didn't have any, like... working relationship, like, oh, hey, Darren, how you going?
No, after about 6 weeks, 6 months of work, I've probably worked for the same kids every week. My first thought was, probably should remember some names.
Let's be honest, they haven't remembered yours. They're still calling you Bearless Stashy.
I've still got to wear a name tag every week, so no. that was my first thought.
Great. How'd you go with remembering the names?
I did that. Within the week.
Did you have a system? Did you go short person, bit stocky, we're going to call you Michael?
My system was before the lesson go, I'm going to have to talk to these kids' parents in a week. Just remember the
just
name.
Just remember the name. Oh, okay.
That was a good system. But we did these, right? We did the parentage interviews. So we roll in and the parents, it's just like... It's a game of what can you say about the kid to make the parents feel better?
It's really just selling the kid to the parents.
Yes.
The parents have given you their kid. Now you've got to sell the parents, convince them they're worth the time and effort to keep paying them.
I felt like a salesman.
You felt like you were selling back. You're selling back their own kid.
His car? It was smashed in the test drive last week. No, it wasn't actually.
What are you trying to say? The kid is drowned.
Instead of saying that, I'm going to say... it's perfect and great condition. And the manufacturer's done so well for 4 years.
Do the parents ever go, no, it's not. I know it's crap. I've seen the kid swimming out in the backyard. He still use floaties. Can't even do the backstroke.
And they go, he's
but you got none of that. The parents all bought it, did they?
It's good for half an hour a week. No, the parents all bought it.
That's good.
But it got me thinking, like, these parentage interviews. I'll tell you what I don't like about them, especially when I was in school, when I was on the other side of the desk.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to go to the parentage interviews?
Well, occasionally you'd get pulled into it. Yeah. But only in my later years, not in the younger ones. My sister loved it though, and I only found out when I was a little bit older that the only reason why Bella went to the interviews was just so she could listen in to my interviews that mum and dad had with my parents.
Yeah, right.
So, bit of a stitch up.
Yeah, gotcha. But I just didn't get it.
No.
Pointless. I never got the parentage interviews.
But they always would say in the same classic one-liners every year. You always get the such great potential.
And what I don't like, all right, is when, like, they say a bad comment, and that is what your parents use on you for the next 6 months.
They hang off it.
It's like...
But the bad comment's always so general. It's like, could be more organised.
And
it's
then, like they say that in June. You get it in November, your parents like, yeah, I remember that when the teacher told you to be more organised?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, she's having a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
She forgot to feed the dog that night, and she's been in a very bad mood, and she just... wanted to say something bad, and you're still using it 8 months later. Like, just you can't judge a night of one teacher based on the whole year's work. Anyway, I thought what I'll do.
Yep.
Parentage interviews. That was sprung on us. All right, it was sprung on the parents. A lot of parents walked in; they didn't even know there was parentage interviews.
See, that's unfair.
On.
That's just unfair. They don't even know, and they're getting their kids sold back to
them. I'm just going to tell you right now, at Braden and Harry, it's parentage interview week.
Here we go. Wait for it.
I'm going to give
sprung it back on me.
I reckon I want to give your parents some feedback.
You want to give my...
Do I know it's parentage interview week? Have you told them?
I haven't informed them, but should we give them a call?
I reckon
set them up.
I'll ring them up. Who do you want me to ring?
We'll call Davey. Davey,
does he normally turn up to the parent teachers?
No, but this will be a first.
Well, this will be a first.
First and last.
All right, let's give him a call.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Dave?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Dave, it's Braden from the radio show with your son. Just wondering, do you know about parent-teacher interviews this week?
Oh, don't tell me I've forgotten.
Yeah, no. There's a thing at the station at the moment. We've got to run parent-teacher interviews, so just got to talk with you about Harry and his progress at the radio show and how well he's going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just
them, I suppose.
Nah, so I'll start off with just the positives. Like, he's doing really well, doing most of the things well. So talking and both listening, which sometimes can be hard at the same time, but doing them really well. He's got a lot of potential. He's got a lot of potential, and he's doing real well. A few things to work on, I think. He makes a few mistakes I remember last week he said Harry and Braden at the end of a song.
Not a mistake. He
might have to work on that at home. Maybe getting him into his room one time and just get him down to sit, like, rehearse the lines. Braden and Harry. That could be an option.
He's got a whiteboard in his room. He's got a whiteboard. He could write it 100 times.
Could be an option. But it's up to you. But other than that, he's doing really well. And... we're really hopeful what he can achieve in the future.
Fantastic.
But keep up the good work. You're doing real well
Fantastic.
Yeah, so have you got any questions or anything? Or is that
He
about
told
it?
Me he's very nervous about pushing the buttons. Is he getting
nervous
better
at pushing? Very good at criticising as well, so... But I'll tell you what... what was that?
I said, yes, he does. He gets that from his mother's side of the family.
We're not trying to start a little conflict.
A family feud.
I'm just here telling you the positive things about your son. He's a really good bloke. So, yeah, keep up the good work at home, and see you at next parent-teacher interviews, whenever that may be.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you for the call.
No worries.
Keep us informed if he's lagging behind or needs some remedial tuition or anything.
Yeah, always. Detentions are on the cards as well.
Fantastic.
I don't know.
This is Braden and Harry. Cheers, Dad.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Dad. Cheers for that one. Braden and Harry kicking off your weekend next to Cheers Tuesdays.
Yep, thanks to them. Did you go Tuesday?
Did I go this Tuesday? Yeah. No, I didn't, mate.
No.
Did you?
No. Just wondering. Actually, we shouldn't even say that. Yeah, we went.
Why not?
We went.
Why can't we say?
Oh, yeah, true.
We can attend it. You can attend it sober. It's a great place. Honestly, if you haven't got around Cheers Tuesdays, you should. It's a great time. Cheap drinks.
Do it, yeah. But last night, Thursday night...
Did you go out?
No.
Didn't you go to Cheers Tuesday?
No, I was in bed, right?
Oh, fair
and
God.
My roommates, they went to Coles at a very late hour.
Okay.
It was about 11:30 at night. And
Classic time to go to
Coles. Woolies was shut because it shuts earlier. Still abiding by this rule to not mention.
Yeah, you've really done well.
Not mention brands on community radio.
That's all right.
We try hard.
That's all right.
Yeah, so they've gone to Woolies, to Coles, and they've come back, and they're like, "Oh, Bristol, we got a story for you. We got a story."
Bristol.
Yeah, no, that's what I get there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And I'm like, "Oh, okay, is it that good? Like, is it that good that I have to get out of bed?" Yeah, mate, it's a great story. So I open up the door, and they're like, "Oh, I went to Coles. No one was there. There was no one in Coles." They said, "Oh, mate, I think there was one guy in the fruit and veggies, like, putting apples into his basket or something." And they went up to the checkout, and there was no one near the checkout, and the girl walked from the other side of Coles, came over to the back of the checkout, behind where you scan the items.
Yeah.
And while they're waiting, and she just yells out, "Next, please." One of them just put their hand over their mouth and just lost it. Walked out of Coles, gave all the stuff to the other guy and said,
Did she realise?
What is
would
it?
She done? What atrocity that she'd committed?
And the other guy's just like, what did you say? And then the guy was like, putting his apples like in his basket, just like looked up apparently and just went, "What is going on?"
There's that many people in the store that he heard it all the way from the other side. Next, please.
Like, next, please is something you'd say at peak hour when, like, the, you know, customers are flying through. Like, why would you say next, please?
Maybe she's got PTSD from that peak hour. She just keeps saying next,
I think it's just because, like, you're at work and you do extinctive things.
Yeah, you just
like,
say it. Yeah,
you're
just
in the work. You've probably done it 1,000 times and you're just in that moment and you just say it. And she probably even thought to herself,
"I'm an idiot. I'm going to go home and I'm going to hate myself with this. I'm probably going to quit tomorrow."
Why did I say that?
Hope I never see them again.
I always do it at work as well.
Yeah, what do you say?
Learn to swim teacher. I teach like 5 or 6 classes of kids how to swim.
Yeah.
And then there's one adult at the end. So that
one adult class. Class, yeah.
And they're full of like 45, 50-year-olds plus.
Great.
And so during the kids' classes, we get taught to like simplify things. Say, like, tummy and starfish. Call all these people in.
So, tummy. I can see where this is going.
Everyone, lay on your tummy. Yeah, we're like, "Oh, make sure you get your tummy up when you're doing
this."
That's all you have to do when you're on your back. You know? And,
yeah, I know you have to do. So but don't tell me you told some 40-year-old.
No, I get to the adult class, and I use the same vocab half the time, and I'm just like, I shouldn't have said that. Like, I've said it all, like, shift. But, you know, saying to a 45-year-old mother, "Get your tummy up and do the starfish," it doesn't say much.
What do they respond to? Do they just give you weird looks?
Yeah, absolutely.
They wouldn't want to embarrass you. You're just telling them to get...
They're probably doing the same thing. Like, why'd you say that? But I'll pretend you didn't say that because I know.
It's like the common thing when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Waiter comes with your meal, gives you a meal, and they say, "Have a good meal. I hope you enjoy it." And you go, and you say back to them instinctively, "Yeah, you too." You just can't help it.
"How are you today?" "Yeah, good, thanks."
Where was that going?
No.
Was that meant to be a story?
No. It was meant to be, "What are you doing today? Good, thanks."
Yeah, you.
Instinctive things. Instinctive things you say.
What about you
when you're an elf over the summer?
Oh.
You'd be like, people that wouldn't know, Harry, you know how there's Santa and...
Yeah, they're well aware there's Santa. We all
Santa
know
Santa and shopping
he's
Santa's. Yep. People have photos of Santa. Yep. Harry's a elf.
Why have you... I didn't have photos with my Santa because his pants came down.
Santa's pants came down. That's another story. What was the extensive thing to do then?
What, when Santa pulls his pants down... Jeez. Pull his pants back up.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, line up, kids. It's a classic photo. It'll be Santa's first and last time. This is Brandon and Aaron. And this is Brett and Harry kicking off your weekend next to Cheers Tuesdays.
Oh, mates, and as we sit here now, I'm on the other side of the desk.
Yeah, we swapped it up now, haven't
probably
we?
The easiest job of the world. Don't have any buttons to push.
You guys feel good now, relax.
I feel really good.
You're probably actually more stressed here if I'm going to snuff it up, I reckon.
Give me some keys. No, well, I'll tell you what. How does it feel over there? Because in a few weeks' time,
good.
Our next live show, you are going to be panelling the whole show.
Yeah, too easy.
If we make mistakes,
too easy.
They're all on you, mate. They're all on you. Panelling
the whole show.
For people that don't know, panelling is what you know, the sound effects when we go to a song.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Needs pushing buttons.
I normally push it.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Harry's doing it now,
mate. I can do it. Give me two. If I could do it for two shows in a row, I would do it for two shows in a row.
Well, let's see how you go in a few weeks. But I thought I'd give you a training course.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I'm doing well. Have let's
you,
say.
Could you? Before we do the training course, a little bit of on-the-job experience. Could you just turn on the sound effects? Because I've got my laptop plugged in. I want to play some...
You want to turn on the sound effects?
Yeah, but my training is in the form of an audio book.
Okay.
So, can we just...
You want to turn on sound effects on this?
No, No.
Or from your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. How's that?
That's good, is it?
Yeah, should be good.
We should be able to hear this music and we don't.
Hold on, we've got a phone connected. Let me disconnect that.
All right, let's disconnect the phone.
Phone's off.
Harry,
print it down.
You've actually clicked the wrong button.
No,
I haven't. We want a laptop.
USB. Oh, yeah. That's all right. I knew that.
Oh, we got it. All right, here we go. You ready for this audio book, Harry?
Yeah, it's good. Can't wait.
Here it is. Harry, welcome to Braden's How to Panel a Radio Show audio book instruction manual. This is what you do. First thing you need to do is understand how hard this job is. This is such a challenging job and isn't just made for normal individuals. You have to be well and truly above a normal individual to be able to do this job. So once you got that on board, you just need to understand, secondly, that this is such a hard job. Like, it's probably the hardest job there is, in the world, let alone this industry. So as long as you got that on board, you're all good. Probably another step you need to know is how hard it actually is to do two things at once. So you do your panel and you also speak. Two things needed to be done. Probably the fourth thing you need to know is you need to push buttons. A lot of buttons. A lot and a lot of buttons. This is actually a multi-body part function. You actually need to use almost up to two fingers at a time. I know, I'll repeat that. Up to two fingers at a time, as well as your mouth. So, very hard, challenging job. I hope you take a lot from this instruction manual, chapter one. All right, so chapter two, you just need to understand how hard this job is. Very hard work. And yeah, join me for the next edition of the book, volume two, where we talk about how hard it is to be able to look at a computer screen, as well as also having to understand what your co-host is saying. Very hard jobs. And that's volume two. Volume three is something about how hard this job is as well. So how'd you like... Was my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. how'd you like that, Harry?
Yeah, that was
very
great.
Very educational.
Yeah, that was great, mate.
So you now know how to use all the buttons, okay?
No, I don't know how to use the buttons. All I know is how hard this is.
So good luck in a few weeks.
All you've told me is just how hard this is.
Could you go to a song, mate?
Yeah.
Can you get us go to a song?
Yeah, this is Brett and Harry. Going to a song momentarily.
No. Guys, talk amongst yourself. I'll entertain you, all right? So, in news today.
All right, we're on a song now.
Are we?
It's a classic.
This is Brayden and Harry.
And this is Brett and Harry kicking off your weekend.
Yes, mate. And we did this last week.
And we did it quite successfully. I was very happy.
Actually,
we did
it 2 weeks ago as well because
let's be honest. Don't lie. Don't lie to the audience.
We replayed the show twice. Yeah. So you would have heard it twice if you listened to both shows. But
oh, wait a second. Do you mean we actually played the one from the week before?
We played the whole 2 weeks
ago. So you're saying that we had the same show played twice?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the one prior to that.
No, we just played back-to-back shows.
So we played a show just back-to-back. If you didn't get it, this was our best show. So hear it again.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Oh, I feel so sorry for anyone who listens to us.
I don't.
And that's a perfect segue to why we should really be looking out for the best, anyway, or if not...
So this is the segment where we try and, like, we don't work hard here. We do, what, 2 hours a week.
We do our best.
We do our best.
Probably not enough.
No, probably not. So we want to test out, you know, we're not a working version of ourselves. Can we find workers with our own names? So Braden or Harry, can we find a worker working at the moment or on the roster called Braden or Harry? So what we do is we called up, must remind people, the chances of us calling up and finding a Harry at a store.
It's slim.
Or like a worker or Braden.
It's slim. We don't. Braden and Harry's are not known for working.
No. Everywhere.
They're not everywhere. Worldwide.
You wouldn't
they're
go to any store and see a Braden or Harry name badge.
No, I don't think you would.
No, I don't think I'll see one.
Is that an investment opportunity?
No, it's not.
No, it's probably not. Keep moving.
Sell 30 caps and maybe. No, so we're going to call up some businesses and see if they find, you know, Braden or Harry. Not the high success rate, so...
Hey, we can always... There's always a chance. Always an opportunity.
Always a chance.
Always. And if we do... It's a big moment.
It's
Let's
a big moment
that,
in radio.
We haven't found it.
We'll go off
This air. Will be the first time we've ever found a working Braden or Harry.
And we'll go off air for the rest of the show. And replay last week's show.
And replay last week's show.
Yeah, anyway, let's call one up. I'll go first. Let's see if we can find a Braden.
Can we find a working Braden or Harry? Can we find a working Braden or Harry? Let's call around to find a working Braden or Harry in this town.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling Coles. Your call is important to us. Please wait on the line and a team member will attend your call shortly.
Oh, there goes the idea of not telling them who we're calling. Here we go. Here we go.
Afternoon, Coles Supermarket. Coralie is speaking.
Hey, my name's Braden. I'm just wondering, would you happen to know all the people on staff today at all?
I know majority of them.
Would you know a Braden at all? That's working there.
Who's calling? What's it in regard to?
It's nothing. I've got home and he's not at home. I just wanted to know if he's there at work.
What department is he in? Sorry, because no, I don't believe we've got a Braden here.
I'm not sure what department. I think he's definitely milk and bread.
Okay, let me just double check for you. Sorry, I'll be 1 second.
Thanks very much.
Milk and bread.
I was going to go deli, but I wouldn't work in a deli,
yeah,
so I don't
glad
think...
Glad you didn't go with the fresh food.
I don't think other Bradens work there.
Quality food costs less at Coles.
Oh, God. I hope she's putting an announcement over the thing.
If she's putting...
Is there a Braden in milk and bread? I repeat, Braden and milk and bread.
I've never heard of milk and bread in the same department. She's gone to two different... apartments now. She's gone to the bakery and then she's gone to the milk fridge.
We could be on hold for a while.
Yeah, because she's going to have to go back and forth between the store.
With help from world-renowned milk, bread and snacks to...
Hello, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's just held up at the moment. I can't get a hold of him to double-check. I don't know that we have a Braden that works here.
Oh, there's
What's
not.
What's his last name? What's his last name?
Jones.
No.
That's all right. Must be a different store. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I don't believe there's a...
No, all good, all good. Thanks for helping out.
Thank you. Nah,
cheers, see ya. Bye.
Nice work, Jones. Nice work, Mr. Jones.
Can we find a working Braden or Harry? Can we find a working Braden or Harry? Let's call around to find a working Braden or Harry in this town.
Good afternoon, Coles Albury, Shane speaking.
Hi there, my name is Michael and I'm just looking for Harry. Do you have a Harry on staff by chance?
No, we don't.
Oh, alright, well thank you very much for that.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Short and sweet, that's how I like it.
He knows every staff member to a photographic memory that he can actually know the answer within 0.1 of a second.
Oh. Cheers for that, Zane.
That's how it goes.
Can we find a working Braden or Harry? Can we find a working Braden or Harry? We couldn't find a working Braden or Harry in this town.
Braden 0, Harry 0.
And this is Braden and Harry kicking off your weekend.
It is, mate. It's getting a bit hot now, actually. Might chuck down the aircon.
Oh, mate, you love making this thing freezing, don't you?
Well, whenever we come in here, it's always at like 22.
And I was I know, for a reason, because it's
Why is the minimum 16? Should go down to 14. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
You in the bloody cooler. But yeah, I've got a story for you, mate.
Yes,
A classic stitch up v stitch up.
Yeah.
Now, as we've just talked to Davey Boy today.
We did.
Say today was a stitch up on him.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, we had parent teacher interviews earlier. And Harry being very closely watched by his parents, which is good. That's what we want from the parents. That's what we expect.
giving some tips there. Yeah, great. Yeah, it's good. But the thing is with Dad.
Yeah.
Is there's been a bit of an ongoing stitch up. Me getting him getting me.
Yeah, classic.
The other week I had to go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Sprain my ankle, so wanted to get check it out. So
what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
No, it's a. I was running my sister's dog.
Ah, good.
Yeah, good. Down a hill.
Ah, yeah.
For some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why it's funny.
No, not good.
No, it's not good. But anyway, get to the doctors.
Yeah.
Say, Dad signs me in for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Now, this is not good. We do not condone this.
No.
There's an electronic sign-in, all right? You can go, my name is this, my birthday is this. Am I Indigenous, yes or no?
Oh, no.
So, Dad...
He's broken the law.
So, now I might be getting some free tax or something like that, but now Dad has put me as Indigenous.
What reasons?
He thought...
What reasons he got? What reasons?
I don't...
Is it like your third cousin?
I don't want to get into it.
Is it your third cousin? Is it your fourth cousin?
Hey, look, my cousin does look... No, we won't get it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
But...
Backpedal.
But Dad...
Backpedal like you've never backpedaled before.
Oh, I'm going straight to reverse now. About 60k's down the freeway. I'm going backwards.
It's one of those bikes when you're three and your back pedal is the brake.
But look, he's got me as Indigenous. So the poor people, the poor doctor, I'm waiting in an hour in the room, in the waiting room, because they're looking for an Indigenous person. Eventually, I'll go knock on the thing. I had to go up to the front counter, had to explain to the lady. I had to say, I'm Harrison Warner. She's like, oh, are you? I'm like, yeah, but I'm not. I'm not Indigenous. Not like there should be any problem with it.
No, there's no problem with it. Like, there's a problem when you say you are when you're not.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's going, oh, great. Well, I think the doctor's ready to see you now. So I'm like, Yeah, great. And then I finally saw her. So now, the reason for this, Dad had a good laugh at this. Dad was loving this. Dad was loving life at this point. Because he left me. He's like, Harry, I've signed you in. I'll let you go.
Oh, so he's left
He left me left in the lurch. He left me in the lurch. And then he's texted me back, oh, did you see the thing? Did they tell you about, like, did they ask you any questions? I'm like, oh, if I'm Indigenous. And he's like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, but the reason he said, payback. He said, this is pure payback.
Payback, he reckons.
Because 4 years ago, it'd be four or five years ago, he really pulled it
out.
It's a classic Warner thing to do, hold grudges, but especially for that long.
Yeah,
but as a young chap, we're in Queensland.
Yeah.
There's a festival, having a great time with the fam.
You're at a festival with your fam.
Yeah, I'm 14, 15.
Spilt milk. Oh.
Mate, it's just a market festival. Sorry. Look at your face of disgust.
No, they're not
You're
half
judging.
Half the crowd's not seeing stars, are they? With glitter all over them. All right, sorry. Yeah. Took it out of context.
Anyway, sorry, this non-festival market.
Yeah.
We're there. There's mascots.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, in my youth...
Yeah,
I took a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
I took a lot of risk. I was a risk taker. I was known for this.
Yeah.
You got me in a lot of trouble in times.
Yeah.
I've bettered myself now.
What?
But in my youth, I thought it was funny to walk up with Dad, get close to a mascot, whack him on the back, whack him on the backside, quickly move behind my mum. The next scene, mascot looks around, stares him in the eye and goes, mate, do that again. I'm pulling my head off.
I'm pulling my head off. As if it's like...
The most intimidated my dad's ever been. He's been in the police force 22 years. As if it's the most intimidated he's ever been just by a mascot.
I'm going to pull my head off as if like I'm Iron Man. I'm going to reveal the character.
As he's the Hulk, he's about to take off his...
I'm Spider-Man. I'm going to keep my mask on at all times. Wow, that's unreal. And then what... So that's payback, is it?
Well, because I did it twice at the mascot.
I don't... All right, a few things. How does he hold a grudge for that long? Like, how does he... He's clearly...
Oh, he's a man of many flavours.
He's clearly been thinking about it for... Or what he's done is he's like, hold on, are you... Maybe he, like, accidentally ticked the box.
No.
And then made up a reason for why he stitched you up.
I know what he's done. He's literally seen this, because he's a risk taker as well. It's a Warner thing.
Yeah.
He's where I get it from. So he's to blame for me slapping the guy, because...
I just can't believe the distance, like the time length between stitch-ups. Soon, what will happen?
He loved it though. He thought it was a piss. He thought, oh, well, it's a payback for when you made me get in trouble for the mask.
Soon he'll like sign you up to a cosmetics magazine or something. You'll get like monthly deliveries or something under your name. They'll be stacking up against the door and you'll be like, why did you do this? And he'll be like, oh, you shat yourself when you were four. Like,
and I had to clean it
up.
It's a stitch-up.
It's payback. You won't even remember it.
Well, it's funny enough because he's made Bella clean up the house because apparently when she was four, she vomited all over the floor.
It just seems like an excuse.
Yeah, you know, some would say excuse, some would say revenge, best served cold. This is Brandon and Harry. This is Brandon and Harry kicking off your weekend thanks to Cheers Tuesdays.
Final segment for the day.
This is a big one, big one indeed.
All right, so last week, in the previous 2 weeks, because we played, the show. Anyway, we tried this thing where
we tried to break the cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, tried to break the cycle of luck because
you just have shocking luck.
Bad luck on the on the phone to you, actually.
Yeah.
Whenever I've been on the phone to you.
Specifically to me. It's really
I've had bad luck. Like, previous instances, I had my sushi attacked by a giant swarm of wasps.
a couple of bees.
I've ripped a chinos, pair of chinos.
Yeah, actually, that was a fair one. You destroyed
that. And then last week, I thought, oh yeah, let's prove this luck
This is the worst luck of all.
I gave Harry a call from the studio on live on the show. I placed a bet on a greyhound gamble responsibly. And then all of a sudden, I thought I'd won. I thought the luck had been broken. I have good luck when I'm on the phone with you.
Responsibly, you lost it all. Do you want to tell everyone what happened?
I forgot to place the bet. I was 80% away there.
So 80%. You didn't even gamble
Forgot to click confirm. So that shows that I have bad luck again. All right. It's probably just stupidity. It's not nothing to do with luck. But anyway, we're trying again for the fourth time.
Here we go.
So three in a row. We got three in a row of me having bad luck with on the phone.
I feel like three's the trifecta. I feel like three's just cements that you just have bad luck when you're on the phone.
I'm going to get on the phone now, and I'm going to go out of the studio.
This is it. You really have to nail it.
I'll be on the phone out of the studio, and I'm going to flip a coin. You can flip the coin. I'll go out of the studio.
And you're going to call which
one. And I'll call what it is. So then there's
no discrepancy. Yeah.
All right. So I'll get on the phone.
Get on the phone.
Hold on. I'll be out.
Leave the studio.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
How's the weather?
The weather's good outside of the studio.
Yep, good.
All right. Let's flip this coin to see whether I have bad luck or not.
Should we give you more than one chance?
Get on the phone to you.
This is a bit hard.
No. This is one off. It's a one off. Do I have good luck or not?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Harry?
I'm ready, mate. Are you? This is it. If we can't break this cycle, I think we just should not call each other.
There's a window here in the studio, and I can look through that.
Yeah, don't.
So I'm gonna look through, and I'm going to call it when the coin's in midair, heads or tails. Okay. Right.
Are you ready?
Ready, Harry.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
The coin's up heads. It's called heads.
Okay.
Harry, let's flip the coin. What is it?
You can come in here and tell me yourself, mate. Come in and have a look. We flipped it now.
Come in. I'll get on the mic actually.
Get on the mic.
I'll get on the mic.
So we flipped it now. Let's reveal. All right, so we did it.
Yes,
we officially did it. You called me up. You called us up.
I called heads. We up. I was on the phone to you. We're testing live.
Now, you didn't look at this. This isn't rigged at all.
No. Sorry, I'll just get my phone
there
call
we are.
Off.
That's all right. We got good panelling there, mate. I can do better next week.
Yeah, my next live show, you are panelling.
You're going to love it, don't you?
I'm going to love it. I'm going to be like kicking back.
You're not going to love it, though. You're not going to be kicking back. You'll be freaking out.
We're going to be off air.
The other one. We're going to be off air. Mate, you do
even,
get it.
Even in that segment before where you were paddling, I was saying, is my mic on? Like three
but
times.
But it was on. It was.
Like, it's just going to be
oh, wait, was it?
No, it was, yeah.
Okay, no, it was.
All right, anyway. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
I called heads. Harry, reveal.
Okay, mate. I can officially tell you this. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And we've just had a call to interrupt us. It's big time. No, I think we have to answer it. It's an important call.
No, we don't.
It's the phone call. It's more important than this. All right. Let's hear it. Hello, you're with Braden and Harry. Who have we got?
Hi, Braden and Harry. It's Daniela Chaduli.
Hey, Daniela. How you doing? We're just on the phone to you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I'd like to have a couple of songs being played today.
Yeah, we'll get those through to you very soon, Daniela. I promise you. Yes, what was it? What was the request again? It was for
It was Guns N' Roses. But
that's it. Guns N' Roses loves Guns N' Roses.
I like Metallica to be played.
Metallica.
Metallica. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniela, can I ask you a massive favour?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna go, if you're gonna pick a coin. You're going to go heads or tails. What one are you going to pick most
You've called
commonly?
Us up during a time where I'm flipping a coin. Harry's flipping
a coin.
Important
segment.
An important segment on radio.
So if you were to pick a side of
heads.
A face, you'd pick heads?
Just to remind you, heads and tails is the face. You've right. picked heads. So All did right. I. So did I. I picked heads.
Okay. Daniela,
All right.
Brayden.
Yeah.
You've both done it.
Yes.
You've both done it. Well done, get
luck.
Around it.
Luck.
Oh,
luck is
thank
good.
You,
luck is good.
Thank you,
Danella. Guess what you win. Guess what you win, Danella. You win. Harry, come up with a prize.
You win.
Braden and Harry hat.
You
Should
win
we give her a Braden
the
and Harry hat?
Potential to have a discounted Braden and Harry hat. How would you like
that's
that?
Fantastic. That's
really?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yes.
Wonderful. We had Danella, the random
Thanks,
caller, Danella. To come in.
Tails does fail.
Tails does fail. This is Braden and Harry.
We're not taking callers again.